Before we start this week's episode, we'd like to remind you folks that the Air Raid podcast is available at many places, including the Stitcher Radio app for your mobile device, iTunes, our website air-raid.net, and of course at www.cairoradio.com. Well, hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 243 in what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden, and this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Boom indeed, folks. We've got a great show planned for you this week. Tons of music, tons of stuff coming your way. Oh my God, we're talking with Adam Zaks, the curator and owner of the Sasquatch Music Festival, happening May 22nd through the 25th, Memorial Day weekend, at the Gorge in George here in Washington, one of the best music festivals in the United States. Let me tell you, every time I go to this festival, I have a great time. I learn about so many new musicians and acts and comedians that I didn't know existed before. And we're going to talk about all this stuff. And we're going to feature a ton of music this week. This is going to be a little bit of a different episode. It's not going to be three music breaks. It's going to be six, man. It's going to be six music breaks during this show. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to absolutely blow your mind. I mean, listen to this lineup, okay? Just bear with me for a second here. Sasquatch Music Festival coming up May 22nd through the 25th, Memorial Day weekend at the Gorge here in Washington. Okay, let's go through this really quick. Kendrick Lamar, Robert Plant. Robert Plant, man, of Led Zeppelin. Modest Mouse, Sleater-Kinney, Lana Del Rey, Ryan Adams of Monsters and Men, The Decemberists, how about St. Vincent, or Spoon, or Hot Chip, or the New Pornographers, or the War on Drugs? Come on, the Glitch Mob, they're all going to be there. Odessa, they've been on the show before, that's pretty great. Run the Jewels, Jose Gonzalez, Jenny Lewis, oh my God, man, such a great lineup. Go to SasquatchFestival.com. and check out the whole lineup and get your tickets quick because these tickets go fairly quickly, okay? And every time I've been to the Sasquatch Music Festival, I have met people from all around the Western Hemisphere. Is that the right term, hemisphere? I'm a geologist. I should know this, right? Right? Yeah. I've met people in the past from Canada down to Mexico, down to Venezuela, that come up to the Sasquatch Music Festival. So you really need to get your tickets. I'm pleading with you because I hope that you can come and join me because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there interviewing people and having a good time, man. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Okay, before we get into this conversation with Adam Zaks, which is fantastic, by the way, I want to talk to you about something. We got an email, a very interesting email, just yesterday from now, from when I'm recording this, from a, how do I put this? An indie rock legend and also a hero, a personal hero of mine, that stated that he loves the show and he wants to come on the show while he's on tour next month in May. Yeah, yeah. Needless to say, I was freaking out when I got this email. And now, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Of course I said yes, but what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to talk to a hero? You know? How do I do that? Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm freaking out right here. My anxiety is pumping up to 11. That's for sure. I think I'm going to have to take one of those beta blockers that I still have from the doctor. You know? Oh, shit. Yeah. But it was such an honor. It was such an honor, you guys. And I did something really stupid. I went to Facebook. I wrote on Facebook about, you know, the happenings that were going on. And it totally turned out to be a brag, right? And I hate this. I hate doing that. But I couldn't not get it out. Because, I mean, doing this show has been such a series of up and downs, you know? And we've talked about this before on the intros to this show. Like, you know, we get rejected a lot. We get accepted a lot from great artists and stuff. But, you know, it really is. It's a series of up and downs. And it's a fucking snake eating its own tail because you focus on the downs more than you do the ups. And that's always the case. That's always the case. And I got to get out of that cycle, man. I got to get out of that cycle. And I think this email from this hero of mine is going to do it. I seriously think that's going to do it. Because coupled with that email, a day later, I get an email from HBO. Fucking HBO inviting me to go to a private screening or it's a press screening of the new Kurt Cobain documentary, Montage of Heck. I was already very excited to see this documentary. I wanted to see it in theaters when it came out. But getting an email from HBO to come to this thing right after, a day later, after I get this email from a rock hero of mine to go and see a fucking documentary. My God. I don't know. And now it just seems like I'm bragging again. And I don't want to brag, but I'm just so fucking excited. I'm so overcome with anxiety over all of this stuff. See? This is my problem. You think, oh my God, everything's happening. It's great. Things are changing, right? The show is getting bigger and it's creating more of a buzz and people want you to go and do things. But now it just increases my goddamn anxiety about doing shit. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm about three sheets to the wind, too. I've had four whiskeys, and I'm sure you can hear that in my voice. oh my God, man. I'm stoked, and I'm nervous. That's it. I'm stoked, and I'm nervous. That's it. I've recorded this segment, this monologue, this will be the sixth time. This is number six. This is number six. I don't know what to do. Am I going to erase this again? I don't know. This is going to be a different episode, folks. This is going to be a different episode with Adam Zax. We're not taking three musical breaks this time. We're taking six because we're featuring music that both of us, me and Adam, are very excited about coming up at the Sasquatch Music Festival, taking place on Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd through the 25th of 2015, at the Gorge in George. So let's just go right into it, shall we? Let's go right into our talk with Adam Zax. We start out talking about the landscaping project that I was doing here in the backyard just the other day when Adam came over. Here we go.
Truck, you know, he lives up in Mount Vernon, so I was like, yeah. I called him up a couple weeks ago and I was like, hey man, how's that truck doing? And it sounds cliche and everything, but like when you own a truck,
oh yeah,
you're the guy with the truck. You're the guy with the truck. You're gonna be helping people move. Like your friend, he was saying earlier today, was like, dude, I had friends that I hadn't seen for like a year that all of a sudden they saw me with my new truck on Facebook and they were like, hey man, How are you? How have you been? Would you come help me move? Yeah. So never buy a truck, Adam.
Done.
Adam Zach's joining me in the backyard. Welcome back to the show, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for coming back on. And we're here to talk about a little bit about well, a lot about the next installment of Sasquatch, which is coming up. And I forgot, I failed to punch this up on the computer. So now I'm going to do that. When is Sasquatch again?
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
May 22 through 25.
See, the reason I didn't say that is because I always mix Memorial Day and Labor Day up.
I do so, as well.
I didn't want to seem like a, you know, an idiot, but now I'm saying it, so I guess it doesn't matter. But huge, huge lineup this year. And we're going to be featuring music throughout the episode of Adam's top picks and who he's most excited about to play the festival. And then some of mine as well. And are you pretty, like, overall, are you pretty happy with the lineup that you guys got this year?
Yeah, I'm super happy with it. There's a lot of good stuff out there touring right now to pick from. It was a good year, I think.
Sure, sure. So and we may have talked about this 2 years ago when you were on the show, but do you guys have to work around, well, obviously you have to work around band schedules and stuff like that if they're on a national or world tour, you know, when they're going to be coming through and stuff. So is it always like that, or can you kind of take your pick with the size of Sasquatch? Like, is it easy to kind of get people on board?
In some respects, yeah. Some bands are eager to play. Uh-huh. The developing artists sure are. But yeah, there's a lot of logistics to work around, and there's a lot of festivals competing for the same artists. So,
yeah, yeah.
In some senses, it's easier as the festival gets more and more established, and then the competition keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So it is kind of a competitive field
for
the
sure.
festival, the festival game,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. I didn't know that, because I mean, like, you know, looking at Sasquatch, you are definitely the biggest festival, I would say, in the Northwest, right? That happens.
Maybe. Sure.
You know, there's no Bonnaroo that happens over here. I guess Lollapalooza kind of makes it over to the Northwest too, right?
We have, we've got Bumper Shoot, and we've got a couple good new ones up in British Columbia. So there's big festivals around.
Okay,
us.
Okay. But do you guys all get along? All the festival people?
I think so. I don't know what they say behind my back, but sure, there's a lot of good people doing good work in the festival field in the Northwest.
Right on. Well, let's do this. Let's go, because we got a lot of songs to get to. The first one that you sent me was by this band, Run the Jewels. And these guys kind of came out of left field for me. Like, I hadn't really heard too much about them until maybe, I don't know, a couple months ago. People, you know, I was hearing chatter and seeing people's, social media posts about Run the Jewels and stuff. Do you know much about this band?
I do. Well, a couple years ago, 2 years ago, LP and Killer Mike both played Sasquatch separately.
Oh, really?
And both had extraordinary sets. And then...
So they were solo rap artists before?
Yes.
And then they've combined forces.
They combined forces. And sometimes these things can just be kind of side project, disposable kind of things.
Right, right.
But there was just something electric about the two of them together. And then this last one they put out was unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
And I think the hip-hop record of the year up until Kendrick put his record out.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're going to be featuring a little bit of Kendrick a little bit later. But that's really cool, man. So do you think that Sasquatch had something to do with them getting together?
Oh, not that I know of. No, I don't know that.
Yeah, come on.
Maybe.
It's a podcast, man. We can make claims like that.
Definitely. That's definitely what happened.
All right, well, this one's called Close Your Eyes, and it's off of the album Run the Jewels 2. So they've actually been together for a little bit. They've already had one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, okay. Well, let's take a listen to this, and we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears, with special guest this week, Adam Zachs, owner and operator of Sasquatch Music Festival. Okay, close your eyes, run the jewels. Be back in a moment. How you like my styling, bro? Ain't nobody styling, bro. About to turn this motherfucker up like Rikers Island, bro. My thugs and my cripples and my blooders and my brothers. When you niggas gon' unite and kill the police motherfuckers or take over a jail? Get them CO's hell. The burning of that sofa, goddamn, I love the smell. Blankets and pillow torching. Where the fuck the warden? And when you find them, we don't kill them, we just waterboard them. We killing them for freedom cause they tortured us for boredom. And even if some good was die, fuck it, the Lord will sort them. We out of order, your honor, you out of order. This old court is unimportant, you fuckers are walking corpses. I'm a flip wig synonym, living within distortion. A bite into a cyanide molar before you whores win. I'm a New Yorkie and I'm fucked for the jump. I wear my Yankees so tilted, I actually walk with a hunch. Look at Mikey, I think he Nike, we are sinister sons. Hey, we the type to preach you with a grin and a grin. Come on. Just spit it disgusting, youngin', and hold your nuts while you gunning. I listened tatted the sentence on my dick last summer. Now I'll never get that phrase off my brain, it's no wonder. I'm here to buy hearts, I got hundreds. Honey, the cheaper the parts, the better buy for the money. I'm training vagina whispering, glistening, waiting for the christening. I know the neighbors can't help but listening. A dirty boy who come down on the side of dissonance. I can't even relax without sirens off in the distance. Not shitting you, little buddy, this fucking island's a prison. The only silence I have is an act of conjugal visiting. My solitary conditions preventing conjugal visits. Domain and missing my missus, they keeping me from my chilling conditions. Create a villain, the villain is giving vision, the vision becomes a vow to seek vengeance on all the vicious liars and politicians, profiteers of the prisons, the forehead engravers, enslavers of men and women, including members of clergy that rule on you through religion. So strip your kids to the nude and then tell them God will forgive them. Running jewels fast, running jewels fast, running jewels fast, running jewels fast, hey, running. Yeah. It's Taylor on the cut, lifting six on your stitching crew. I'm miles ahead of you, you can sip my bitches through. My battle status is burning mansions from Dallas to Malibu. Check my resume, your residence is residue. Color of a skin job, and my honey dick will backflip for you. You playing God, your eye socket, she gon' rip it too. We sick of bleeding out a tray, spraying victim, you. Dumb dying, Philip AK dicking you. With clips in the bottom, we dipping from Gotham. Yes, so, last year with Sasquatch, was it last year that you guys were planning on doing two weekends?
Yeah.
What happened with that, man? Like it was gonna be two weekends, and then all of a sudden it was like, ain't gonna work, and it was back to the Memorial Day weekend.
Well, it was pretty simple. The year prior had sold out really fast, really fast.
Yeah.
Half hour or something,
right?
So that gave us the confidence to move forward with the second weekend to try and meet demand, because as big as the gorge is, it's Sasquatch is much much smaller than the major festivals.
Yeah, like your Bonnaroo and
yeah, it's under 30,000 tickets a day, which is a big number, but compared to 80,000 to 100,000 for Bonnaroo and Lollapalooza and Austin City Limits. It's relatively very small. So how can we expand? We can add another weekend.
Yeah. And that was going to be like the July 4th weekend, right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's correct.
Yeah.
So it simply didn't sell very well. The first weekend was selling on pace as it typically would, and eventually did sell out about 6 weeks in advance. But the July 4th weekend just never took. And in hindsight, it seems like the biggest error was picking that July 4th weekend.
Right.
That's a very, people have family traditions.
Sure.
People like fireworks, all those things. It just in hindsight was a bad idea.
Yeah. And, yeah. Whose idea was it?
It was mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was a group of us that made the decision, but I was with the bright idea to do it. So we canceled it when we did, so that artists would have an opportunity to rebook shows elsewhere, and people who had bought tickets could make other plans. And the whole thing was a big bummer, but try and treat it like a learning experience and really examine what it is that makes Sasquatch different and special, and get better at those things.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be more and bigger. It doesn't need to grow. I think if we can just continue to capture the spirit of it and build it as we have, you know, slowly but surely, that's the best thing for the longevity of the festival.
Sure. Yeah. Does it seem like something too, like, cause there is a, and people call it this now too, is like a festival season, right? There are numerous festivals going on, big and small, like Timberfest, Doe Bay, stuff like that, you know, that our friends at Artist Home put on.
Mm-hmm.
And then bigger festivals like Bumbershoot and Sasquatch going on during the summer. Is it something that, or a part that could play into that, could be that people are kind of used to this now, right? And it's almost like a fear of change a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you've got all these things to go to, you kind of expect that, you know, you're going to see some, you know, some great things, great bigger bands at a Sasquatch, and then maybe some more local, more indie stuff at like your smaller ones and stuff. Is it something that you feel that maybe people are just used to that, and like adding a whole nother weekend onto the end of that, like just kind of throws a wrench into the spokes a little bit?
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't on like July 4th.
Yeah. I think there's something to that. It does create any kind of change, in a traditional event, or an event that's an annual tradition, creates some sort of level of anxiety. Right.
Right. Right.
I definitely think that's true.
So do you think you'll try it again somewhere in the future?
It's hard to imagine that because,
yeah,
you know, the sting is still fresh.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of work to put one of these together. It's just as much or even more work to take it down.
Oh my God. So, and that's something I didn't really think about, is like, you had all this lined up. Like, it was all a go, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then you have to go back and tell people, like, not only the people that may have bought tickets for the second weekend, but also like the bands, that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's a huge bummer. Like you said, that is a huge bummer.
Yeah, it was a rough day, rough couple weeks.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. Did it? I mean, you said it already, but you must have been very, very bummed out about that.
Let's
get personal.
Yeah. No. What else is there to say about it?
I don't know.
It wasn't.
I want you to go into like, I want to hear about the gut wrenching feeling that like goes into something like that, where you're just like, shit, now I got to call all these people.
Yeah. Those conversations were tough to have. And I had a long sheet of people to call, and you know, you wanted everyone to hear it from you personally before they heard it from someone else, but
right,
the second one person knows, then the word spreads, but the hope is that you can get to everyone and
explain, you know, the situation.
Yeah.
For the most part, was everybody pretty cool with it? Like, everybody understood?
The vast majority of people were so much cooler about it
than
I would have imagined, and that there was something heartening about that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah. Well, on another note, like we said, Sasquatch 2015 coming up, Memorial Day weekend. Get your tickets now. How's everything selling?
Terrific. It didn't sell out in 30 seconds, but we'll, I think maybe, you know, in a week or so it'll be done. It's of a 90-something% sold. So
excellent.
Feeling good.
So one thing that I kept on seeing on this, and this kind of comes up every year with people on social media, is like, oh, look, the Sasquatch lineup came out. I have no idea who any of these bands are. Do you ever see those posts that people put out there?
Yeah, of course.
Does that could just kind of miff you a little bit?
No, because I want this festival to be the place where you discover your next favorite band. So one might be embarrassed to say, I've never heard of any of these bands.
Yeah.
But the ones, the posts that are like, oh, impress me with big marquee names. Uh-huh. This isn't that festival.
Right.
And
although you do have that though. I mean,
sure. There is some of that. Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, the heart of it is, the spirit of music discovery.
Yeah. Sure.
Which the culture here in the Northwest is all about that.
It's booming.
Yeah.
Booming in the Northwest. And that's actually one thing I really like about your festival as well, is that it is a lot of discovery that mm-hmm. happens on there. Like, you know, I was just going through the list this morning, trying to pick out some songs some bands that I'm really excited to see. And there's stuff on there that I haven't heard of yet. Like, maybe we'll save that, but I love it, man. I love finding out about all this new stuff. Like this one that we're going to come to next. Is it Always or Always? I can never figure this out.
I think it's Always, but it's got the weird spelling.
Because I heard Ben Gibbard say it Always, and mm-hmm. I was like, maybe he got it wrong? But this is Always, or Always, and it's Archie Marry Me off of their self-titled album Always.
Great song.
Always. God damn it. Okay. Let's just go to it, shall we? Second musical break. Be back in a moment. You know, like where they'll say it to you, but it's not a real word, so it doesn't work.
Even Google Translator would be, I've never heard of that band.
Yeah, exactly. Siri? but great, great band. That's another one that I have recently discovered. And I think it was because I saw this video of Ben Gibbard covering one of their songs.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, let's go check that out. And it's friggin' fantastic. They're from... Canada somewhere, right? Ontario, I want to say.
I'm not sure.
You don't know? Oh, okay. I thought you would know each one of these bands by heart.
It's hard to keep track of everything.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sasquatch Music Festival 2015, coming up Memorial Day weekend. We're just going to keep on pounding that into your brain. You said last year everything kind of like the first date, or a couple years ago, the first date or the first set of dates went on sale and everything sold out in about 30 minutes.
Right.
That's super impressive, man. That's insane.
Well, that's what happens when you have two acts on there that happen to be peaking on the charts.
In right.
Mumford & Sons and Macklemore could not have been
bigger
at that moment. So it was just fortunate timing. And some years are more commercial than others with the lineup. And there's only so much predicting the timing of when things are going to pop. But when the stars align like they did 2 years ago, that the result is a very quick sellout.
Yeah. Now, in conjunction, we touched on this for a second in the last segment, but in conjunction with having these big names, you also have a lot of like smaller bands, unknown bands, and then a lot of bands that are coming from the Northwest, which is really, really awesome because, I mean, these bands are getting just a mass amount of exposure from being able to play a festival of this size. Is that something that you guys kind of planned out early on about having a lot of Northwest acts coming and playing the festival?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a big part of the identity of the festival
and
part of the ethos of it is being a platform to elevate our regional talent, and there's just so much of it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, there is. I mean, just doing this show, there's always somebody to contact, always a new band to be like, yeah, that sounds great. Come on the show. I mean, there's so much happening in the Northwest that it's a little bit anxiety making for me because I feel like I'm a big FOMO guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, fear of missing out kind of thing. But, you know, when there's too much to do, then I just break down. I don't do any of it.
Uh-huh.
I just sit and watch reruns of Futurama on Netflix, you know, for hours and hours on end. But you're the type of guy, you go out and you probably check out a lot of these bands that are coming up, right? Is that part of the job?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
I love it. And there is, you know, this endless fountain of new music that comes out and it's just, it's unbelievable. It seems like more now than ever.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
We just had Chastity Belt in here, for last week's episode. And, God, I mean, Are they playing Sasquatch this year?
They played last year.
Oh, they played last year. Okay. Man, that new album is so, so good.
They're amazing. And their publicity photos are
so
as amazing as their music.
I know, man. And I've actually been noticing that a lot more. Like, bands are going to get their photos taken at places like JCPenney and Sears and stuff now, you know, which are just awesome. Like, Constant Lovers, have you seen their photo with, like... It's Varellen and all the guys, you know, with the faded out. It's like a guy's face, you know,
the silhouette,
or something, you know. and then two other guys, and then it's just the guitar player jumping up in the air with his guitar in the middle of the photo, and it's just fantastic. Check that out. Constant Lovers. So yeah, I mean, it is part of your job to go and see all of these, you know, all of these up and coming bands. Do you think it's nerve wracking for somebody to like a band to know that Adam Zaks is going to be coming to the show, or do you even announce that? They probably don't even know, right?
I don't know. I've never really thought about that. I usually keep to myself and stand in the back and don't really announce my arrival.
Al's eyes down at the floor, just bob your head a little bit.
That's my typical mode. Yes.
I picture it like, you know, a movie about a band or something like, oh, this big industry name is coming to the show tonight. We really got to blow them away. That kind of thing.
When has a movie ever gotten the music industry right?
You know what, Adam? I don't know. I'm a podcaster. You know, it's like, this is very loose. It's very loose here. Uh-huh. And I base all of my knowledge of the music industry from, you know, 1980s movies.
Okay.
Now, does that make more sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one of the bands that you, another one of the bands that you picked out, one of them that I didn't know anything about until you sent me this song, is Ott.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Oh, my God. The song is called Habit, off of their album More Than Any Other Day. And how did you find out about these guys? Do you know?
I don't recall exactly, but I think that they just started appearing on must-hear lists. And, you know, lots of magazines and websites I'm constantly checking out, and if a band starts, you know, appearing more than a couple of times, then I start paying attention, and this one really caught my ear immediately.
Yeah, yeah. For good reason, too. Where are they? Do you know where they're from?
They're probably Canadian, too. I can't remember.
Man, Canada, just killing it. Just killing it. All right, well, let's go with this one, Ott. The song is called Habit, off of their album More Than Any Other Day, and we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Stay with us. So another band that's going to be playing, too, is one that I found out a little bit ago from talking to Aaron Tate of Minus the Bear, who is kind of the runner of things at a new publicity company called, oh gosh, what's the name of that?
Phone Home.
Phone Home Management Company. And this is one of the bands on their roster is Bear on Fire. And one of the guys in Bear on Fire is, I can't remember his name, but he plays McLovin in Superbad.
Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
There you go.
Forever known as McLovin. Yeah,
yeah, McLovin. Sure. I wonder if he just hates that now. Like, if it's gotten to the point that just is too much.
Well, you got to take the good with the bad, McLovin.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, Bear on Fire is playing on Sasquatch, which makes no sense. And I'm pretty stoked on this one, man. It sounds really good. I've only been able to hear a couple of songs, but I thought I'd bring it out because of the the McLovin thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, which I'm sure a lot of people will be stoked to just see this guy up on stage. Now, he plays like bass or something like that, right?
Yeah, and I just checked it out because, you know, I can't remember even how I first heard about it, but I just checked it out for the novelty of seeing what his band was like, and I was shocked that they were great.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, I think people will be interested in checking it out because of him, of course, but the fact that they could be a great band and transcend his celebrity is kind of astonishing.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Well, that's it, and that's something that a lot of those types of bands probably struggle with. I mean, I've never heard Dogstar, but I know
that's Keanu Reeves.
That's Keanu Reeves' band. Yeah, but everybody knows who Dogstar is, right? Because of Keanu Reeves.
Right.
Have you ever heard that band?
No.
It's so funny. I mean, like, I've never taken the time to just listen to one Dogstar song.
What about Corey Feldman's band?
No, I'd never heard that one either. What's that band called?
Feldog has a band.
Feldog?
It's I can't remember what it's called. It's something ridiculous, of course.
Yeah, is he still in it? Like, is it still going?
I've lost track of their MySpace page. I don't know.
That's fantastic. Oh my God. Well, it seems to me like if you're a big star, like, and then you start a band, it's usually going to be like some sort of blues thing.
Oh, really?
And I think that's just because, like, is it Billy Bob Thornton?
Mm-hmm.
Billy Bob Thornton, you know, is in that, and then Kevin Bacon is in some sort of blues band too. Bruce Willis.
Right.
You know, doing the whole harmonica thing, being an asshole, you know, it seems like, old white guys in blues bands. Never enough.
Sure.
On that note, this is Bear on Fire with their song called I'm on Fire, which I believe is a cover. We'll be right back with more The Air Raid Podcast with special guest this week, Adam Zaks, who's letting me do most of the talking this week. Be back in a moment. Getting to the age where it's like, yeah, you should probably just, you know, buck up and maybe do that. You know, if you're going to talk to somebody for an hour,
uh-huh,
maybe you should have a plan.
okay,
might be helpful, right, in the future. What do you want to talk about, Adam?
Jeez. Well, the pressure's on me. I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, the next one that you sent me, Kendrick Lamar, which I've been hearing a lot about but haven't really had the time to really get into. But I listened to this song, King Kunta, which we're going to play here in a moment. But, like, the rest of this album is really heavy.
Oh, yeah. It's a rich, deep album that I think defied expectations.
Yeah.
And came along at just the right time in a lot of ways.
Well, with all the stuff going on in, like, Ferguson and, you know, sure, a lot of this, I mean, you know, I hesitate to call it, like, a race war or something like that. I don't think it's to that level yet. Hopefully not. But a lot of the songs on this album, To Pimp a Butterfly, are, you know, really heavy with those types of overtones.
For sure, yeah. I mean, so there's that political outlook that the album has. There's extremely personal things on the album about things that Kendrick has been through. It's very, very musical in a way that hip-hop hasn't been in a while. And maybe I can't think of another record that's really has the qualities that this one does.
Yeah.
In the combination that it does. It feels like a little bit of theater kind of performance art, like role-playing. And it's just a really unbelievable special record. So the fact that he's on the festival this year is, it feels like wonderful and important, and will be a really great way to end the festival. He's the very last act.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like the headliner.
Sure.
Yeah. Almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One could say, is this one of the performances that you are most excited about? Would you say?
Yeah, very much so.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you also said earlier that this, like, you were all about Run the Jewels. You were like, this is the best hip hop album of the year.
Mm-hmm.
With Run the Jewels 2, and then Kendrick drops To Pimp a Butterfly, and you're like, nope, blown out of the water, kaboom, head exploded.
That's right.
Exactly those words, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a competition, right? It's all...
but it's all about personal taste, of course, you know, but this one really got to you.
Oh, yeah, it's just so next level, and yeah, it did get to me.
Yeah, yeah. Now, does he play with a live band?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, now I'm super excited to see this, because there is, like you said, there's a lot of musicality, there's a lot of, like, funk to it, you know, like, really classic kind of James Brown and, like, Al Green kind of stuff going on in these songs. And man, that really gets me going in a hip hop album.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. And I love it even more that more hip hop groups are sticking with live band stuff. You know, having a DJ too to do the weird stuff. But coupling that with a live band, I think is amazing.
Yeah, I always fall for that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really pushing the envelope, man, of that whole genre. By the way, speaking of hip hop, have you seen the preview for the NWA documentary?
I saw a short clip and it looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's not. I guess it wouldn't be like a documentary, but the movie.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am very excited for that as well. Yeah. That's gonna be good stuff. Okay. Well, let's take a listen to this song, King Kunta, by Kendrick Lamar, off of the album To Pimp a Butterfly. And we'll be back once again with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Special guest this week, Adam Zaks, owner and operator of the Sasquatch Music Festival. Okay. Kendrick Lamar, King Kunta. We'll be back in a moment. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street. Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the fuck happened? Tell. But most of y'all share bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale. Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucking bum.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was fucking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
you got the yams. The yam brought it out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting on stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say,
oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a gang, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a gang, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
Goat mouth mammy fuck.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail. If I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left, stuck a flag in my city. Everybody's screaming Compton, I should probably run for mayor when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, buried, woo woo. Oh yeah, fuck the judge, I made it past 25. And there I was, a little nappy-headed nigga with the world behind him. Life ain't shit but a fat vagina. Screaming, Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Limo tinted with a gold plate, straight from the bottom. It's the belly of the beast. From a peasant to a prince to a motherfucking king.
Oh yeah?
Bitch, where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah?
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
Shaking too vigorously. What happens?
Probably explodes, or you get like you get too many B vitamins, maybe. Too much taurine.
Well, good luck.
Do you ever drink these things?
No, but I drink more coffee now than I ever have in my life.
Yeah. See, my grandfather, bless his soul, he's not dead yet. That didn't. I didn't want to make that. That distinction. But he will drink all day. He will drink coffee all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll just brew a pot. Then when that's done, brew another one until it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
And my brother's turning into that as well. Whom you met earlier.
Uh-huh.
Working his ass off in my backyard while we chat.
I have a coffee maker on my desk now.
You do?
Yeah, and an espresso machine.
Oh shit, like the real deal.
Yeah.
See, I get this image, I just got this image in my head of everybody in STG kind of, you know, working at their desk diligently, and then all of a sudden you just hear this.
Yeah.
Adam's coming from Adam Zach's office where he's tapping the tapping the espresso down.
Oh no, it's not like there's no tapping involved, but it's been a game changer.
Oh man, yeah, it is. It's like, you know, you've got kids. The older you get, the more tired you are constantly, especially with what you've got. Teenagers now, right?
I have a teenager. Yeah.
Oh my god, how's that going?
She's wonderful, but it's everything that, you know, everything you've heard and seen in movies.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably not easy being a teenage girl, and it's not easy being a parent of a teenage girl.
Yeah,
it'll pass, and she's great.
We're gonna have that twice over, and you know, we went to this birthday party yesterday over in Ellensburg, and so we got up early, you know, got the girls ready, go on the drive, you know, and it was just, I mean, oh my god, I have never. I say that I want to murder somebody, you know, but I don't mean it. But yesterday, I kind of meant it.
Your own children.
And I wanted to murder my own children. It was not great. It did not go well. And both, like, me and my wonderful wife, Mairead, were just at wit's end in that car by the time we get to Ellensburg.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
It can make you mental.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But see, my kids are still really small, you know? It's like 3.5 years old and almost one, so.
Yeah, don't murder them.
Don't murder them yet. No. At least wait till 18, you know? Just see how it's going to work out, and then we'll see. Then we'll see. Well, yeah, you're kind of coming out of the woods a little bit now, right? Or is it still crazy?
Yeah, it's
crazy
out of the woods and into a different
into
set
a
of woods.
a whole different thing. Well, yeah. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. So, any final words on Sasquatch 2015? Like, you know, why should people buy a ticket to your festival?
Oh, God, I don't know, but making memories.
That's right.
That's why they should go.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A really pretty place to go hear a bunch of great bands.
It is
bands.
A fantastic venue. Yeah, it's so much fun. I have a great time every time I go. I didn't go last year because of conflict with schedules and stuff, but it is. It's such a beautiful place. The weather is normally, on Memorial Day weekend over there, is fantastic, you know. And it's the scenery and the music and the comedy that you guys have each year, too. By the way, the comedy, I mean, you guys keep on just stepping it up on that. Were you one of the first festivals that featured comedy?
I don't know. I think a few of us started doing it maybe the same.
Really?
Around the same time.
Okay, okay.
And comedy's really slowly become a force over the last several years,
yeah,
and more aligned with music culture, and so I really like it. I think some people just don't even check it out during the afternoon, but
to me
it feels like an important part to continue to program.
And I think it just works so well, which is, you know, I at first kind of thought it was surprising, you know, because it's a music festival. And you've got these, you know, these awesome comedians that are coming into this tent in a festival-like setting with music going on all around them and doing stand-up. And for some reason, it totally works, you know, and people really, really enjoy it. And it's just a fantastic idea.
Well, I don't know if it's a great idea.
Oh, really?
It's a super challenging place to do stand-up.
I mean, yes.
And bass carries no matter how far away a stage is, the bass carries, and it's very it will definitely throw any stand-up comedian off their game.
Yeah,
it does not go unnoticed.
And
even the veterans that have been through it all, like, it's pretty tough, but it does seem to work out. You're right. People show up, and it does work out, but it's a tough one for comics.
They have
to really want to, they either have to be a big music fan or just want to align themselves with what they think is a cool festival or whatever. I don't know their motivations for wanting to do it, but I'm glad that we do it a little bit.
The comedians that I've talked to while at your festival, like we got the chance to talk with Mike Birbiglia a couple years ago at Sasquatch on this show, and he loved it, you know. He loved it, and we nerded out a little bit, like, you know, we were both kind of backstage and standing and looking at, like, our musical heroes, you know, and, like, saying, like, oh my God, you know, he's, you know, Elvis Costello's got a wicked bald spot, you know, just stuff like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's human too, no way. Amazing. But I seem to remember, like, you know, even Mike was like, yeah, it is. It's a challenging thing to do, but it's so much fun and it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you guys are doing a great job, man. And bravo. And really looking forward to this year. And you can go to www.sasquatchfestival.com and get your tickets there, right? Tickets are going fast.
That's right. It's good you included the www in case people don't know.
I always do that for some reason.
HTTP
://
Yeah.
SasquatchFestival.com.
Say it slow so people can write it the whole thing down.
Now you're making fun of me. I don't appreciate it.
Okay.
No, I don't appreciate it, man. You're in my house. but you've got a lot of cool stuff up on the website, a lot of news, a lot of videos for the bands that you can see there if you don't know of somebody. And you've also got an app out, right?
Yeah. The app is cool and it's free.
Uh-huh.
Go get it.
Yeah. Did I see something like you can actually put your face into the like Sasquatch artwork or something?
Yeah,
like that?
So the space theme this year, there's the
sure.
The helm, the space helmet, and you can take a picture of yourself with the space helmet on and share it on your social media outlets.
There you go. Facebook and Twitter. Uh-huh. Speaking of that, you can also follow Sasquatch on Facebook and Twitter and get all the updates that are coming out. So do that as well. Adam Zaks, thank you so much for coming back on the show, man.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah. It's hard to tell, but yeah.
Love it, man. Thank you. Thanks. Oh, wasn't that great? Adam Zaks, what a wonderful guy. And, you know, I love that dude. And I love his festival. He puts on a great, great show. So, remember, go to SasquatchFestival.com. www.SasquatchFestival.com. Get your tickets. Get your tickets, folks. All right. We've got a great, great lineup coming up for the rest of the month. Coming up for next month, man. Like I said at the beginning of the show, it's going to be fantastic. You guys are going to be very excited. Very excited. Stay in your seats. Stay in your seats, folks, okay? All right. Okay, you can subscribe to the Air Raid podcast on iTunes. And if you do, please take a moment to rate the show. You can leave a little star rating or a review. We read each one of the reviews, and we just love it because it helps us, you know, in the long run of staying up there on the iTunes ratings. We're also available on the Stitcher, TuneIn, and Cairo Radio apps, so download the one which you prefer, or just visit air-raid.net. I was about to say www. Air-raid.net to subscribe directly to our RSS feed, and you can access all of our shows by pressing the Archives tab on the website and access all 243 episodes. Keep in touch with us by liking our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheAirRaid Podcast. Our Twitter handle is at AirRaidNet, or email me, Aaron, directly at aaron@air-raid.net. And remember to take the pledge, people. Pledge to tell someone about the show. Tell your friends, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your cousins about the show, and sign them up without them knowing, because they'll probably enjoy it anyway, right? All right. Here is your inspirational quote of the week as said by a 3.5-year-old.
Change your fox and you change your world.
All right. I love it. Each week I love doing this with my daughter. It's become a thing for us. Oh my God. I hope you guys enjoy it too. Hey, if you've got a kid that wants to do an inspirational quote or just a quote from your favorite movie, email me. aaron@air-raid.net. Send us an audio file. We'll do that. Okay, we're going to go out this week with another band that's playing at Sasquatch. This is Manatee Commune from their Tiny Desk concert that was submitted to NPR. Local band, Manatee Commune. Local guy, maybe. All right, going to be at Sasquatch. May 22nd through the 25th, Memorial Day weekend at the Gorge in George. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.